Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
It's Edward Golden with our talk on KCRW. It is a rare exception for the front page of the New York Times to feature an article dealing with the art world. If I remember correctly, the last time this happened was when an astonishing amount of money, close to $500 million, was paid for Leonardo da Vinci's overly restored Salvator Mundi painting, the authenticity of which is questioned by a number of experts. On Monday, at the top of the New York Times front page, there was an article with a subheadline, "Chuck Close's Sideline, Is Picasso Next?" The article was prompted by the decision of the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. to indefinitely postpone a Chuck Close exhibition because of allegations of sexual harassment involving potential portrait models. Mr. Close, for his part, has denied these allegations. This postponement news raises difficult questions for such museums as the Met in New York, Tate Modern in London, and Centre Pompidou in Paris, just to name a few major institutions that proudly display Chuck Close portraits from their permanent collections. Should the work of Chuck Close and other artists accused of questionable conduct be revisited or recontextualized or even removed? If you know a thing or two about the history of art, you cannot help but wonder why gods and muses with their crooked sense of humor often give inspiration to artists that are far from perfect human beings. Let's talk about Picasso, one of the greatest artists of all time, whose work we admire in spite of the knowledge of the pain and tears he caused his wives, mistresses, and children. It's not by accident that his biography by Arianna Huffington is titled Picasso, Creator and Destroyer, and his 1994 exhibition at LACMA was titled Picasso and the Weeping Women. Obviously, no museum curator in their right mind would remove Picasso's work from their galleries, but one would think it's important to mention in the wall labels the controversy surrounding his personal behavior. Curators and museum's directors are largely in agreement that making exhibitions decisions based on a personal behavior is a slippery slope. Should the Getty Museum close its current Caravaggio exhibition because this famous Baroque painter was convicted as a killer? Or must Norton Simon Museum remove from view all the sculptures and paintings by Edgar Degas, the great French artist who, unfortunately, was known to be an anti-Semite? Indeed, the paradox of human imperfection combined with artistic genius is a difficult issue to wrap one's mind around. But consider for a second the irony of the fact that the color and aroma of beautiful roses depends not on honey, but on the horse manure embedded in the soil. Now, let me finish today's art talk on a positive note. This weekend, another art fair, Classic Photographs Los Angeles, will take place at Bergamot Art Center in Santa Monica. First of all, thank God, it's not sprawling, but rather intimate in its scope. Its focus on the vintage, modern, and contemporary photography with a roster of 30 well-known galleries. And additional good news about this photo fair is the fact that admission is free. It's been Edward Golden with Art Talk on KCRW.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.